This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good Day Health is on the air.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. It is a superb place to go if you are in need of another opinion. If you have issues that you can't quite get to the bottom of, then Ken is your man. He also does a superb job of going through the medical journals every week. We take bits and pieces of that information, pass it along so you can get how it fits into your life. Is this going on with you? Does this impact you? For example, the FDA has approved fish oil, this new drug, and you had to figure that they were going to get into the drug business because the fish oil supplements are so popular, Ken, that now they found a little nuance.
Not
fish
quite.
Oils, why? Not quite.
Not
tell me
quite.
What's the story. Right.
Not quite. This is huge news, Doug. In terms of preventive cardiology, if you have any plaque in the coronaries, the number one killer of Americans are heart attacks, and this develops as plaque in the circulation to the heart, and it ruptures, and that's what starts this cascade of events that leads to a heart attack. So we're talking now about people who have coronary disease. They have any plaque in their coronaries. And we know that if you have plaque in the coronaries and we put you on a statin, we're going to reduce by 25% the risk of you having a heart attack or a stroke. And that's a huge reduction. If you have plaque in your coronaries and you're not on a statin, you're giving up about 9 years of extra life. And that's a fact. And you can listen to whatever statin propaganda you hear or read. They don't know your personal risk of not being on a statin if you have coronary disease. And that's the big definer. I'm not talking about people who have clean, normal, big coronaries that sit on top of their heart. You have plaque. And the news this week is that a new drug called Vascepa, which is nothing like the fish oil that you can buy in the store, in the grocery store, in the health food store, over the counter. This is nothing like that. You can't even get close to it. This is pharmaceutical grade fish oil that was initially developed for people who had very high triglycerides. Triglycerides are a fraction of the blood. And for people who had 500 or more on their blood test, triglycerides, because when those triglycerides get that high, they can clog up the pancreas, cause a lot of very bad things. And this was developed initially for that. Well, a very clever cardiologist thought, well, why don't we see if people who have just a little bit extra in their triglycerides, that's greater than 150, because remember, you want your triglycerides fasting to be under 150. Well, what about if you had triglycerides, just not 500, but a little over 150, anything over 150, and you already have plaque in your coronaries? Adding Vascepa to a statin, does that help? Well, the answer is, in a big study that was reported about a year ago, is that it reduces another 25% your risk of having a heart attack, stroke, being admitted to a hospital, needing bypass surgery, needing stenting, all of those events, at least 25% reduction. And that is what the FDA approved just last Friday, is the addition of Vascepa on top of a statin for people who have plaque in their coronaries plus a triglycerides over 150, anything over 150 would be approved for Vascepa. The other group of people are those who are known diabetic who have at least one additional risk factor for coronary disease. That's like high blood pressure, obesity, excess mental stress, inactivity, a family history for coronary artery disease, early coronary artery disease. So you have diabetes plus one additional risk factor, and your triglycerides are above 150. You also would have this huge benefit of an extra 25% reduction in heart attacks and all these other events by going on Vascepa. Vascepa is taken as 2 grams twice a day. This is an amazing accomplishment in preventive cardiology, and this is going to change the way traditional cardiologists practice. And again, you can't do this with the over-the-counter fish oil that you buy. This is they're just in a whole different league.
Why? Why can't the people that are selling fish oil supplements get the same fish oil that they're using in Vascepa?
Because they're not the same thing.
Yeah, I know, but why can't they get them? Why can't they go buy them? Is it, how much is this drug going to cost? Like nine? How much?
It's just not the same thing. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I mean, you know it's been, curious mind.
It's been tried, and you know, people have tried to add the over-the-counter
Let me ask you this. All right, so here you know me and my body. Better than anybody.
No, but you don't have
I understand that.
You don't have plaque in your coronaries, so you don't meet the criteria, and also your triglycerides are normal. But yeah. but you're not like so many millions of Americans.
Right. So does this make it easy for people to eat badly and take care of themselves less? Is this
that's not the message, because if you have plaque in your coronaries,
I don't travel in that circle. I think there are a lot of people who hear this and say, wow, this is great. I can eat all this crap and this pill is going to save me.
No, if you have plaque in your coronaries and you want to be on planet Earth as long as possible, you have to add to the mix a healthy lifestyle. That's in addition to living a healthy lifestyle, which includes eating healthy, exercise once the doctor says it's okay, getting down to ideal body weight, sleeping adequately, which is so important, getting that mental stress under control. So a good mental health is so important, and your response that you just gave is not a way of responding with good mental health yet.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, as far as taking, I think one of the reasons that I have clear arteries and no plaque whatsoever,
which is amazing at your age, unique,
right, is because I have taken fish oil supplements for the past 40 some odd years, and it's been good quality. I made sure, because there's a lot of stuff on the market that is complete crap, and so I understand what you're saying about it being better quality. I'd just be curious to know how they get the better quality. Where do they go fishing for the fish?
No, it's because it's manufactured, and it's just.
But they have to start with fish oil. Don't they have to start with some natural fish oil? Or can you make fish oil now in a lab?
Correct.
You do. Oh, okay. Correct. I didn't know you could do that. All right. So this would be good. So I can hear in your voice, because I know you so well, the excitement. You're like a kid. So have you started to prescribe this stuff already? Is it available on the market?
Well, it's been available for about a year or so for treating very high triglycerides above 500. But that's not a common everyday occurrence. But the Friday the 13th, December 13th, that day will be historical in preventive cardiology, because this was approved by the FDA, and this is going to dramatically change how we keep people on planet Earth much, much longer. Because, I know you're feeling about statins, but let me tell you, people are living an extra almost decade.
I just don't think that I needed to have them.
You don't need them. You don't have plaque in your coronaries.
Right.
But people who have plaque in their coronaries are getting almost an extra decade of life because of statin drugs. And that's just on average. I have people who sustained 20 years, and I would have never believed it, in the pre-statin era that they wouldn't have had a heart attack. But to add another item that's just as effective as a statin for those who have plaque in their coronaries is just gigantic.
I just hope that it doesn't do what I was chuckling about, but I was kind of serious give people license if they hear it. Oh, wow, this is great. I can
go
eat more.
If they want to live as long as possible, they won't take that away. I'm trying to help them to think that way.
Yeah.
If they want the opportunity to live as long as possible, they will add to their good diet and good exercise program this additional drug so that they can stay around even much longer.
Would you encourage people, as a result of this study or this work and this sort of this correction, this course correction, would you encourage people more to just take regular fish oil as well?
No, because
why would you want them to?
Because all of the studies show that when you take just regular fish oil, only in the people who won't eat fish, the studies when you compare over the counter fish oil to eating oily fish, salmon, sardines, tuna, mackerel, certain tunas, eating a serving of oily fish several times a week seems to beat out the over-the-counter. And then if you won't eat oily fish, the real thing, then I would say, the fallback would be that.
Now, let me ask you one more question about this. Because fish oil keeps your brain, the arteries going into your brain, the arteries all over your body, more flexible. So is this could another benefit of this Vascepa be that you are, it'll keep, if you're not on taking some fish oil, eating a lot of fish, then would it likely make the arteries that feed your brain a little more pliable and workable, and so your chances of getting dementia and Alzheimer's goes down? If that could that be
well, what we know from the studies already is that the chances of getting stroke go down at least 25%. Whether it's going to benefit long term Alzheimer's, I don't think we know the answer to that yet. But
I just think two and two is four.
The fact that it had intuition in medicine is not always right, even though you have as good intuition as anybody about medicine. But but just based on the studies, we see a 25% reduction in stroke. If you want to talk about the brain and Vascepa on top of a statin, another additional 25%, which is just amazing.
Is this an affordable drug, Ken? How do they
price it? It depends on your drug plan, so this varies, but this is not in the level of those shots that are out there, several thousand dollars a month. Yeah, this is several hundred dollars a month, and it depends on your drug plan.
Yeah. All right. So there it
is. Which I hope you applied for.
I didn't.
We'll talk about that another time.
And they said I have to pay back what I haven't paid in, and I don't think that that's fair. But at some point, maybe I do have to do it. We'll see. It's 19 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The holidays are a time for giving.
Hey, Paul, I got you something.
Oh, thanks. That reminds me.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We spent the first few minutes of the program talking about this new drug, Vascepa, that offers a lot of hope, it would seem, to a lot of people. I'll be very curious to hear what Jack Stockwell says about it when next we talk, because he's been obviously a lot on fish oils, et cetera, et cetera. Although he does say the same thing that you do, eating is more important, eating the stuff rather than supplementing, whether you can get it, the good stuff. And it's very interesting. There is some really good tuna oil around, but you got to make sure that the tuna oil has been checked so there's no mercury in it. That's one of the, there's all these side things that you got to think about when you can't just go down the room or down the hall willy-nilly. You got to pay attention to all the kind. And it becomes a job for some people. Just knowing all this stuff, Ken, is you're a doctor, you're supposed to know it all. But then when people are trying, I consider myself to be pretty well educated when it comes to most things, including my body and medicine and that sort of stuff. And yet, there's so much to be learned and so many people don't pay attention that when they're confronted with the choices that you're talking about, how do I live or die? You want to add 9 years to your life? Then get yourself on a statin. If you don't care, I guess it all becomes judgmental in a manner of speaking. But it's maybe this next thing.
One of the things about fish oil, Doug, that you buy over the counter, it does have DHA in it.
DHA.
And that can raise the bad cholesterol. And Vascepa is EPA.
Yes, EPAs are what you want when you look for it. You want omega-3s. The 6s and the 9s have DHA in them, and you don't want anything to do with
and that. And that is in over-the-counter fish oil. But in Vascepa is just concentrated EPA, and that's all it is.
Yep. All right, next up, the focus on e-cigarettes and the risk of chronic lung disease. This is something that this story is building and building and building. The focus on vaping and what the hell you're putting into your lungs. If you're smoking cigarettes, you're crazy. This stuff may be just as crazy, some of it. And what I find crazy is that they're allowing some of them that are tobacco-based, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, to stay on the market?
Well, that's what is happening. But this week is the latest word on the safety of e-cigarettes. And as you very well put it, it's been building and building. But this is the latest out just this week, American Journal of Preventive Medicine. And just to recall that e-cigarettes, they entered the market as an allegedly safe alternative to regular tobacco cigarettes, yeah. Which have shown...
And they was approved by the FDA.
Well, no, these are not, this is not, this kind of thing is not through the FDA.
Yeah, and some of the vaping stuff has been approved.
Well, it's, as it's been evolved, but the FDA doesn't get, this is non-pharmaceutical, so this is something that the FDA originally doesn't get involved in. But cigarettes have been shown to increase a person's risk of cancer and various chronic lung conditions. But the news this week about e-cigarettes, and this is a study of a whopping more than 32,000 adults, huge study, that there's a significant link between e-cigarette use and an increased risk of developing chronic lung disease, just like cigarettes, regular cigarettes. The risk is even higher if one also uses conventional cigarettes. So unless you want to do yourself in, you know, you just want to try to avoid this vaping unless you're sure you're using it to get off cigarettes and you're going to get off that
vaping. There
must vaping.
Be better ways of getting off smoking.
Absolutely, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to that and the connection between vaping and depression. There's no reason in the world, as far as I can see, that anybody with any common sense would want to be vaping anything. 28 past here on Good Day Health. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TomLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TomLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TomLoss.com. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile.
Balance of Nature, changing the world, one. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea has not delivered on its promise of a Christmas gift to the United States, at least not yet. A North Korean official saying earlier this month that the U.S. has been buying time in negotiations with the North and saying it was entirely up to the U.S. what Christmas gift it would get. Many in Washington fearing that leader Kim Jong-un was going to order a long-range missile test for the first time in more than 2 years, but again, so far, it hasn't happened. The body of Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel, killed in Afghanistan last week, has returned to the United States. Those in his hometown of Westwood, New Jersey, coping with the loss.
This time of year, though, we have to remember that we enjoy all the freedoms that we have because of the soldiers like him who fight bravely for us, and we appreciate that.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Moving back into the spotlight, your health, well-being, discussions about some of the medical journals and how they're looking at articles, how they're looking at the research that's being done, how it affects you, very important. We were talking about e-cigarettes and the vaping. Now there's a strong link between vaping and depression, yet another reason not to be using these doggone things. What's this story, Ken?
Published this week, we learned that people who use electronic cigarettes, they're twice as likely to report clinical depression as those who have never vaped, and the correlation is particularly strong among younger people. So, mom and dad, your kids are vaping. You want to wonder, are they also depressed?
Mm-hmm. Are they depressed because they're vaping, or are they vaping because they're depressed?
All right. You see, that was not untangled in this study, and you have
but
to take
want
that.
To know that, wouldn't
well, you have to make that determination on an individual basis and think about the two and wonder about that.
Yeah, right. All right, so there's nothing, vaping doesn't do anything good for anybody under any circumstance, as far as I can see.
Unless it's a bridge to get you off cigarettes as it was initially provided, but it just seems like it's too risky that it ends up keeping you on both and does harm.
Well, this is one of those things, kind of reminds me about, I remember when Viagra first was put on the market, it was being tested. They'd ask people to come in and take the drug and then see what the impacts were, and it was part of the study, because you got to have some, for any of these new things, you got to have some study with human interaction right? No matter what the drug is, you got to have something. When you bring the FDA the information, you got to say, well, this is what it did for this group and
ultimately
that group and another group. Okay. So what? But then there are those who say, well, what are we? What's going to happen to us in 30 years? If we take this stuff for 30 years, how can we possibly predict? That's why the FDA, even though it's the best thing I guess we sort of have, it's specious because you don't know. You can't predict what the continuing use of this stuff is, many of these things, if you use them for 30 or 40 years. You just don't know.
Well, and that's the dilemma of threading that needle, because if we use that criteria, then no new drugs would ever be approved. And if you have yourself or a loved one who's sitting in the hospital or at home with a horrible, untreatable, as of this moment, disease, and you're obviously not going to save them if you have to wait 30 to 40 years.
But you realize, turning it around the other way, how hypocritical it is for the FDA to say, well, we don't know the impact of taking, CBD oil as an example. We don't know what the impact of that is. Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all it is a tribute to the drug companies. Because it is, I was looking at an article this morning in USA Today that suggests that people are getting pretty ticked off about the continuing focus on CBD, not being able to use it, and the only alternative is something that you get hooked on, and you could ruin your life. So people want answers. They want the government to move on this, and the government isn't moving on it because it's too much money coming to congressmen and elected officials from the drug companies. It's that clear. The road is that simple. And so here we have this stuff that's going on, and it's a double-edged sword. The FDA hasn't approved it. Okay. So what the FDA has approved are opioids. The last year killed 70,000 people. Hello? Does that make any sense to anybody? It doesn't make any sense to me. And so you look down there. For them to say, to use an excuse, well, we don't know really what the impact is going to be. You doggone know well that it isn't going to be the death of 70,000 people, you hypocritical SOBs. That's what I say to them. What do you say?
Well, I think that the FDA was not provided with some accurate information regarding the opioids, and the opioid companies are paying the price of that.
But isn't that their job to dig around? They have scientists that are there. Why don't they, digging around and finding out what's right and what's wrong? They're not supposed to. It's like the FAA rubber stamping the Boeing 737 MAX. See how well that worked.
Right. I mean, propose a better system.
The system is for people to do their jobs inspect things.
The problem is that the FDA can't do the research themselves. At least they're not set up to do it. And if it was, then we would never get. It would be decades before we got drugs approved.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the FDA can only interpret.
But don't get in the way of things that would be good for people that people want.
Slow down. What the CBD people need to do is do the experiments to show they're safe and effective, and then they'll get past. Just like we talked about Vascepa. Vascepa did initially they were turned down by the FDA for this indication that we've been talking about.
Really?
And they went back and did the studies and dealt with the FDA. It's painstaking. And the CBD people need to do the same thing because the FDA has to be assured with the best knowledge they have that it's going to be safe and effective. But if the companies lie to the FDA and they're paying the price, I mean, look at all the lawsuits that are coming out against the opioid manufacturers. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you want to risk your freedom to lie to the FDA, and I'm not recommending anyone do that, and then be able to live with yourself and the damage you do to your fellow humans. I mean, this takes a unique person.
Yeah, it takes somebody who doesn't care. That's what it takes. All right, next up here is how a diet that you're on may lead to you're not getting a good night's rest. I think that's, if you eat a lot of fatty, well, let's get the story. Is there a specific diet here that we're talking about?
This is great news for everybody because so many people deal with insomnia. I'd say probably 40% of all people at some point deal with insomnia. And I hear this at least several times a week, people talking because I have to stress with everybody for their optimal heart health to have good sleep, 7 to 8 hours a night. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what good sleep is in another study that came out this week. But in terms of insomnia, people will feel, you know, I just don't know why I can't sleep. American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week that a diet high in refined carbohydrates, boy, that's, you know, so many Americans, particularly added sugars, is linked to a higher risk of insomnia. This also includes soda, white rice, and white bread. But, you know, we're talking about now too much white flour, too much the bakery goods. The whole reason why America is getting obese and predicted by 2030, half of Americans are going to be obese. Limiting the white flour, the refined carbohydrates, will help you sleep. That's the news this week. Important information.
Yeah, white flour is bad stuff, causes gluten problems, all kinds of problems. So, all right, let's go to this study about better sleep and what impact it has on your heart health.
You know, this is very interesting. European Heart Journal this week, the good sleep patterns, they can help you reduce your risk of heart disease or stroke, even if you're at a high genetic risk. And that's the headline this week. So those of us who think, oh, my gosh, we've been given all these gene gifts, we're just doomed, here is a way to counter that. Having a healthy sleep score of 5, and this is on a scale of 0 to 5, reduces a person's odds for heart disease and stroke by about a third. Sleep score ranges from 0 to 5, with 5 being the healthiest, which includes being a morning person, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night,
yippee,
and not having insomnia, snoring, or daytime sleepiness. You want me to describe the 5 again?
Yeah.
Getting a score of 5, and this is to reduce your odds by about a third, which is huge, of getting heart attacks or strokes if you have genetic risk predisposition for heart disease. So in order to get a 5 sleep score, this is what you need to do. Being a morning person, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, not having insomnia, snoring, or daytime sleepiness. Maintaining sleep quality should be on every heart patient's to-do list, Doug.
All right, what about, you said something about daytime sleepiness. I have that all the time. I take a nap every day, 20 minutes, half hour, as much as I can.
You only get a 4 here.
But why? Naps are good for you.
If you have sleepiness, they are, but you want to avoid daytime sleepiness, which is even better situation to be in.
How do you do, I don't understand. If I get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, I may be into something, a lot of physical activity, whatever it is, or mental activity, and I come down from that high, and I feel like I want to rest. And what's the difference between resting in a chair, reading a book, than taking a nap? I don't know.
Yeah, that's not daytime sleepiness. Daytime.
What's daytime sleepiness?
Daytime sleepiness is when you wake up and regardless of the night's sleep, or you're not getting enough sleep and you feel tired. Daytime sleepiness is that you just ran the marathon and now you feel like you need to go rest. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not what I have.
On your regular day of activity, you know, are you waking up tired? Are you during the day feeling tired?
Ask Kara how I am when I'm first up. I'm raring to go. No, it usually doesn't make any difference how much sleep I get.
Well, that's not daytime sleep. Daytime sleepiness, okay. If you have a routine physical day, are you still feeling sleepy during the day?
If I have a routine day, I don't know quite what that means. My day may start at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm talking about physically.
Physically, I'm not tired, but I do like closing my eyes and then 20 minutes later feeling refreshed and ready for the rest of the day. That's what I like. It feels good to me, and it never is about physicality. My body's never physically tired.
Well, a lot of that's mental relaxation, what you're doing, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's something different.
Yeah, all right. That's what I wanted to clarify. 45 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day
Health.
Still a 5. I'm still a file. Okay. Dr. Ken is available, by the way, through his offices. The clinic is called Lake Cardiology. It's in Mount Dora, Florida. Anybody who's in Florida, anybody who's in the Southeast, matter of fact, anybody within the sound of my voice, this is a very unique individual, and he doesn't do medicine like everybody else does medicine. You got a question, he'll answer it, just as we do here. It's the same thing in his office. And if you need an hour, you'll get an hour. Whatever time you need to explain whatever is going on in your body that needs attention, you get that from Ken. So if you'd like to have an appointment, go in and see him, see what it's all about, get the face-to-face connection, 352-735-1400. You'll find he's the real deal. When you sit down in the office, he goes through your chart. He's paying attention to what you say. He wants to hear what your concerns are, and he'll address them. 352-735-1400. Not a lot of doctors doing that today. So help yourself to that next opinion. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400 as we continue on Good Day Health.
Still looking for those special last-minute gifts? Look no further than Lands' End. Find gift options for everyone on your list with Lands' End holiday items. Cozy, comfortable, and warm, Lands' End combines traditional winter must-haves with modern holiday designs. From sleigh rides to caroling and everything in between, Lands' End embodies the goodness of the holidays while combining the functionality of essential seasonal clothing. Since 1963, Lands' End has designed and manufactured products to last season after season. Staying warm this winter is a breeze with Lands' End outerwear. Field tested in Wisconsin, Lands' End knows a thing or two about spreading the warmth. With fun fair isle sweaters, cozy fleece pullovers, and all your favorite home items, they're your one-stop shop for all things holiday. Order any non-monogrammed items by December 19th on landsend.com for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Again, visit landsend.com for those special last-minute holiday gifts. I'm Zoe Richards reporting.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
All right, back to Dr. Ken. The next study about cold and flu viruses and who is bothered by this. The cold and the flu don't happen at the same time. I think a lot of people don't know that. As a matter of fact, I think they think that you could be vulnerable if you have a cold or the flu. That's not the case here, apparently, huh?
Yeah. Proceedings in the National Academy of Sciences reporting this week, and it's rather timely. And the news is that if you already have a cold, you're less likely to get the flu and vice versa. And so the question is, why is this true? And there are various possibilities that are being investigated, such as these viruses. Remember, the flu and the cold virus are very different. They're competing for cells to infect in the body, or the immune response to one virus makes it harder for the another unrelated virus to infect the same person.
Wow. That's pretty astounding when you think about it. Who would have thought it? Because a lot of people relate colds to flu. You know, you get worn down and you sniffle, and you know, the difference between the cold and the flu is that you have an upset stomach right with the flu, pretty much. Yeah. Questions for Dr. Ken coming up next here on Good Day Health.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
For Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me, Doug Steffen. And the question begins, the questioning period begins with a reference to a discussion that we had on Good Day Health about the cost of antibiotics and wondering out loud whether or not things that become generic, as they do, would put the drug companies, the drug makers in jeopardy. Is there any danger, Ken, that drug makers, and this is laughable, it would seem to most of us when you look at the profit and loss, but some of the newer, younger drug companies that are into experimentation, could changes in medical care and the medical realities in the coming year or years make it more likely that some drug makers will go bankrupt? That
well,
seems it, hard to imagine, but, you know, anything's possible, I guess.
Well, it depends. If they were to change the patent rules and the brand drugs, which have a patent, and if they were to expire earlier than current law, then that would put a damper on their profits. But under current patent laws, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for them.
Putting it right. I got it. Okay. Next, the way bacteria is not only produced, but how is it spread around? I have recently seen an article about the Ganges River, you know, the sacred river in India, and how loaded it is with all kinds of germs that are impervious, apparently, to common medicines. These are causing a lot of daunting health problems. So how would you deal with some of these things when you tell people to wash their hands? I guess the bottom line is, how do you avoid some of these deadly micro, whatever they are, organisms that make people so sick?
Yeah, oh, boy, nothing like giving people peace of mind, Doug.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well,
these bacteria are antibiotic resistant now, right? I mean, a lot of this stuff is the polluted rivers and stuff.
Well, one of the encouragements by not taking away the patents that the drug companies have on these profitable drugs, as long as it continues to be profitable, they will continue to try to keep ahead of the mutations of the bacteria and come up with new products. And that is a constant battle for the drug companies to stay ahead of the mutating bacteria so that we don't develop these ultimate resistant bacteria. And that battle is pretty close, but fortunately in most ways we're staying ahead of it. And then we do occasionally hear about these totally resistant organisms, and we try to isolate them, and we try to then come up with products that will resist them. But, I mean, just in general, hopefully most of us will never come upon that because, fortunately, they're still rare. But for most of us, it's just being protected from the common, ordinary, everyday bugs that are out there and exposed to all of us, and just common sense. You know, don't become obsessive about washing your hands, but, you know, before you touch your face, your nose, your eyes with your hands, make sure you wash them, because that's probably the most common way that most of us come in contact with bugs is we get them on our hands and then we touch our face, our lips, our nose, our eyes. Notice physicians, they almost never touch their face with their hands. That's how the little inside behind how they keep themselves so healthy. And then obviously things come out through the air and you want to try to get out of the wind upstream in front of you when people are just coughing and sneezing and try not to get in front of that and just, you know, teach people how to cough and sneeze properly so they don't spread it. And that's how you'll keep out of most things. When you're dealing with food, make sure it's well refrigerated, especially dairy. You know, make sure it's not sitting out waiting to as a petri dish for organisms. So that you know, stay away from food poisoning. Make sure you know where you're eating.
One of the things that, as we review what's gone on this past 10 years, the past year, the increase in how to deal with, or the increase in prominence of Listeria, E. coli, Salmonella, that sort of thing, and how you fend that off, how you protect yourself. And you just answered that question sort of before it was asked. Make sure all your food is refrigerated or properly cared for. Don't take chances. You know, and if the stuff seems bad, bring it back, get your money back. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with questions for Dr. Ken. Now 59 pounds.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.